It's music time in Africa.
Hello, Africa. Wonderhoy. This is Heather Maxwell from Washington, bringing you the world's best Pan-African music. It's the voice of America. Today's show brings you a tasty mix of classic, current, and gold greats from across the continent. I've got wonderful music from Ethiopia, Mali, Nigeria, Ghana, Cameroon, South Africa, and especially Kenya. Why Kenya? Well, certain communities in the western region are reuniting with their nearly forgotten folk music heritage from the 1950s. I've got an exclusive interview for you with the director of the International Library of African Music, Dr. Trom, who carried out this repatriation in Kenya. I met up with her in Cape Town in October, just after she completed this exciting work. She tells a great story, sharing precious moments and a few songs, too, from her experience of getting the recordings out of the archives, she says, and into the hands of the people they came from. Okay, Africa, let's get rolling. Here's Samba Mapangala's 2008 hit, Sungura. Don't rest on your laurels, Samba sings. If you don't take your work seriously, your fame and wealth can disappear quickly. And for those who have not yet achieved success, you may be envious and want your reward now. But if you rush, you'll crash. As we know from the story of the tortoise and the hare, slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah.
everybody. Heather here. We just heard Samba Mapangala with Sungura.
It's music time in Africa. Africa with Heather
Maxwell. And now, for a fresh sound from Ghana, Rocky Dawuni makes a knockout with this new hot hit, boom, boom. African Thriller. Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
African Thriller, na dance hall ruler. African Thriller, na dance hall ruler. This be musical campaign, we gon' hit you without pain. Some of you go they complain, but they dance hall keep on moving. So my people, long before the weak hand go make strong. Now you know, say nothing be wrong to move to this tempo all night long. Now liberation music. African Thriller, na dance all ruler.
Boy, yo, everything we gonna be hot.
African Thriller, na champion ruler.
Boy, yo, everything we gonna be hot.
Now you know I got the moves to supply you with the groove. Now the rhythm go control, conscious rocking dance or party. So my people gather around, feel this excitement from head to toe. Everybody open your eyes, man, this be time where we fall to show. Now do you sweet sensation? Feel the rush. African Thriller, na dance hall ruler.
Boy, yo, everything we gonna do.
African Thriller, na champion ruler.
Boy, yo, everything we gonna do.
You're listening to Africa through its own music. Stay locked in right here on Music Time in Africa.
Hey, this is Heather cracking the mic to say hi. What's up, Music Time lovers? You just heard Rocky Dawuni's new single, African Thriller. Now, I've got a great show for you today. Amazing music from South Africa and Mali, Nigeria, Cameroon, Ethiopia, and also a happy, beautiful mini feature. It tells the story of the return of a collection of long-lost rare folk songs to the people in Kenya who made them over 60 years ago. It's told by our guest, Dr. Tram, whom I met one afternoon in Cape Town this past October. Next up, the sensational South African singer-songwriter, Thandi Swamozwai. This is Tongo Lam, track one from her 2008 CD, Ibokwe. A person with a calling to be a traditional healer sometimes suffers from a kind of madness as a sign of her calling. In this song, a person's begging for medicine to get rid of it. She prays and dances all night to the sound of hand clapping and drums. And finally, the elders speak and tell her to go to the river just before sunrise.
Wana nzingatazo ngoko nditeliye yeza Yeza logu kaba Ndikupingatazo Ngoba nzingatazo Ifige busuku Yeza nasemi O ingatazo Tunambuma Lambuma Lambuma Lambuma, lambuma, tongo lambuma. Oh, nditeliyeza, yeza logu shamba, ndisu singatazo. Ona singatazo, koko nditeliyeza, logu kaba, ndikupingatazo. Goba nanzingatazo, yo nante busu. Nansi nasemi, tiziva ndipamba. Hey, ingatazo, tumulambuma, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Tumulambuma, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Wow, powerful. That's Thandi Swamozwayi from South Africa. This is Heather, your Inside Music Time in Africa. And now it's time to introduce today's guest, all the way from South Africa. She tells an amazing story about the recent repatriation and restudy of Kenya's music heritage.
My name is Diane Trum, and I'm an ethnomusicologist.
What do you do in South Africa?
I'm the director of the International Library of African Music.
Where is that located?
It's in the Eastern Cape in a town called Grahamstown, where Rhodes University is located. And it was founded in 1954, so this is its 60th anniversary this year in 2014.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Now here, Diane drops some key terms and background information about the music and everything it's taken to get it ready to repatriate back to Kenya. Hugh Tracy, the original collector, his collection. ILAM, short for the International Library of African Music, LPs, and field recordings.
Well, ILAM was founded by Hugh Tracy after he had started making field recordings in Africa in the late 30s. He founded ILAM in 1954, so he had already amassed a large number of field recordings from all over sub-Saharan Africa. He was researching African music and documenting African music, and he needed to establish a safe place to store all these field recordings, and was fortunate to create ILAM and got busy disseminating these recordings throughout the world by creating a big LP series, which was released between 1958 and 1962 or 63.
What is LP?
Long playing records.
What is that?
Well, okay, so this technology was before cassettes, right? When you have to have a turntable and you place the record on the turntable, drop the needle, and of course the turntable is connected to speakers,
okay,
so you listen to
what we call vinyl.
They're vinyl records, yes.
The original vinyl.
Yes.
Okay, and what is a field recording?
That means that you're making the recording out in the context where the musicians live and play. So more often in Africa, within the villages outdoors. So the International Library of African Music is recognized as one of the most important archives of African music in the world. And it sits here in South Africa. And all of those recordings were originally made on pancake reels and then transferred to vinyl, and eventually CD compilations have been made from the field recordings, and
yes,
these are all ways of disseminating the recordings.
Okay.
But the whole collection, which is thousands of recordings from throughout sub-Saharan Africa, had to be digitized for the sake of preservation, but also for dissemination.
Okay.
So that was accomplished by 2009, and from that point, it made it possible to consider now going back to the communities where Tracy made the recordings.
The original
communities where
oh.
he made them, and give them back to the families, the descendants of the people, the communities where he actually was.
This is Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. And that's Diane Trum, Director of International Library of African Music and leader of the first major project in Africa that's repatriating early colonial era field recordings of indigenous music to their original communities. Coming up, Diane shares her experiences returning 99 songs of the Luo and Kipsigi people to their original owners in the Kenyan Rift Valley. But first, let's get a little Naija fix. Here's Tamaya's super twerker hit, Sanko.
Some of them never know me. Some of them don't know me. Some of them keep for me. Every time the people don't sing. Some of them wanna whine for me. Some of them boogie down for me. Me love the way the ladies will whine for me. Everybody now. Like a hey. Everybody know. Hey. I like the way you do it, eh? Huh. I did just say, eh? All my ladies are waiting on me. See, girls, eh? I'm a boom boom guy, you there. All the ladies are running on me. Move your body to the beat, yeah. Love me, love me. Need me, need me. All my ladies, everybody, they want me. The sexy body girls, they need me. She said, love me, she love me. She want me, yeah, she want me. All my
Sanko by Timaya.
Hi, Willy Nubians, and you're listening to
Music Time,
on Voice of America with Heather Maxwell. Stay tuned.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA. VOA.
Hey, hey, Africa. It's me, Heather, back at the mic. Let's return to my interview with Dr. Trom, the director of ILM, the International Library of African Music. In August 2014, Dr. Trom led the first major repatriation of early Kenyan folk music from the archives of her Hugh Tracy collection at ILM in South Africa to the communities in Western Kenya who made the music over 60 years ago. She retraces Hugh Tracy's steps, the man who originally made these field recordings, with her research team and finds a heartwarming embrace of one song in particular, called Chemi Rocha.
I was very fortunate to collaborate in Kenya with the Abubila Music Foundation, which is based in the UK, and supporting projects of an NGO recording studio in Nairobi called Ketable Music. Mm-hmm. And we went to two different culture groups, the Kipsigis and the Luo. And Hugh Tracy recorded twice with the Luo, once in 1950 and then again in 1952, and had 82 field recordings of individual songs by the Luo. And with the Kipsigis, he only recorded one day, made 17 recordings between 12 noon and 12 midnight. And of those 17 recordings, one became a hit.
Oh, what was it?
It's called Chemi Rocha, and it was a composition by the local people referring to Jimmy Rogers. Recordings by Jimmy Rogers ended up in this community because of the missionary presence. So people knew who Jimmy Rogers was, and radio had arrived by then, and people had little record players, whatever. So the locals composed several versions of a song called Chemi Rocha, and Hugh Tracy recorded it by two groups of men, and then the men told him, this song is actually the girls' song. And he said, girls, okay. So he went and found the girls, and he made a recording, and their voices are really high-pitched. And that recording was released and became very popular.
You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell here in an interview with Diane Trom, director of ILM in South Africa. Here's the song she's describing, Chemi Rocha, the girl's big hit from the Kipsigi town of Kericho, Kenya.
Yeah,
ja ola ja jan marin ni marara got ko zulali ti marara got ko katija ola ja miroja ola ja jan marin de ya ja miroja ola ola ja jan marin de Katija, ola ola jeep John Marinda, ya jamiroja, ya jambo miroja, ola ola jeep John Marinda,
ola ola jeep Ponga Marinda, ola ola jamo kana guli,
ya jamiroja, ya jamiroja, ola ola jeep John Marinda, miroja kabu zulali.
What was so incredible was going back there now. 64 years later.
Amazing.
And playing this recording from the field recording for the people. And my fixer there found descendants of the original recordings. He even found one man who was 88 years old who was on the original Chemi Rocha recording.
Oh, my God.
So we sat down in his homestead on a bench out in the garden and from the sound engineer's laptop played the music. Immediately started singing with it and got up and danced and of course he could hear, he could see, he could read, and I'm carrying my little prepared field notebook with Hugh Tracy's, all of the documentation that he made of that music when he made those recordings, and he was very methodical about that, so I have quite a bit of information, his field journal notes, plus on his field cards he recorded exactly who he recorded, the date, and where it was located. For the Kipsigis, I had 25 copies on CD of those 17 songs to pass out to people. So I go to give him a CD, and of course there's no electricity in his homestead. And he says to me, how do I make the music come out of this thing? Right? So then I had to organize with local musicians who were helping us with the field work to buy a battery-powered radio with a USB slot, and the musician is going to transfer the songs onto USB, set up this radio so that it's hooked up to a car battery, which is what people do when they have to live in this
yes,
kind of situation,
yeah.
And they recharge their battery so that this man can hear those recordings that were made on the 17th of June in 1950.
This is Heather, and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa.
Hello, it's Heather, and we've just been listening to Dr. Trom describing the repatriation of some of Kenya's oldest folk song recordings to their origins. The last song there was a 1950 recording of Chemi Rocha, sung by Kipsigi men from the village of Kericho, western Kenya. After this brief message, we join Diane for one more story about the reception of Chemi Rocha in Kericho, Kenya. And then, friends, we got fan mail and more great music.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. Once again, that's blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists, and discover new ones, too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or just a shout-out. Artists, send in your music and videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com.
Okay, everybody, it's Heather, back with ethnomusicologist Dr. Trom from Ilam. Once more, to share her discovery of the meaning behind the lyrics to the girls' version of Chemi Rocha as half man, half beast. What?
I can tell you, this thing about taking field recordings back and then the restudy part is that I'm talking to the local people, maybe sometimes the translation of the lyrics is a little bit wrong, and with these Chemi Rocha recordings, there were three versions made, and each version has slightly different lyrics, because each group sang different lyrics.
Of course.
And with the girls, they sang the most interesting lyrics, saying, Jimmy Rocha is coming, he's coming, he's going to visit us here, the half man, half beast, he's coming, and he's going to dance, he's going to sing and dance until his clothes fall off. And so what do you make of these lyrics, right? And we ended up then going to visit the son of the Paramount Chief who had set up the musicians to come and perform for Hugh Tracy. So that man was now in his 70s, and he actually remembered, he was just a boy at the time, but he remembered when that incident happened. And then we asked him, you know, can you explain these lyrics? Why would they call Jimmy Rocha Jimmy Rogers, half man, half beast? He said, oh, I can tell you why he did that. And it was all about how when the missionaries came, they brought doctors with them, they set up clinics, and they drew blood from people. Okay. And the local people had never seen anybody draw blood before. That's not something you would just do. I mean,
right.
So they got very confused about why would these white people be drawing blood from people? It must mean they're half man, half beast. They must be animals. What are they doing with this blood, right? They must be part animal.
Interesting.
That's fascinating.
And then, from a woman named Elizabeth, who is a singer, who I met in the community in the process of doing this, and also gave her the recording. She was so excited. She remembered that day. She said, I was there with those girls, but I didn't sing because I was too young. And she said the part about singing and dancing till your clothes fall off was just that about how when children, and back then in the 50s, you would sing and dance. You wouldn't necessarily be wearing any clothes. And that was when it was the most fun. So in the community, it's not like anything weird or whatever to say something like that. It's just that that's when you're having the most fun. So they wanted Jimmy Rogers to come and visit and have the most fun he could possibly have. So that meant he would sing and dance till his clothes fell off. Isn't that something wonderful? The re-study, that's the reason why you go and you actually get involved enough with the people you're returning the recordings to ask some questions and clarify some of the original metadata that was collected by Hugh Tracy when he made the recordings in the first place.
That is amazing, Diane.
All right, that wraps up the mini feature on the August 2014 repatriation of Kenyan music heritage carried out by Dr. Trom, director of the International Library of African Music in South Africa, and in partnership with the Abubila Music Foundation and Ketebol Music in Kenya. We'll hear one last word from Diane at the end of the show, but for now, let's enjoy some fan mail and more great music, too.
Hey, Gwen. It's great to have you back this week.
Hi, Heather. It's great to be here.
Good. So what do you have for us in the fan mail?
Well, okay. First off, our devoted fan, Zaki Mudaje, sent this Facebook message. Salam, salam, salam to our beautiful Dr. H. Max from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. We love MTIA. Long live.
Nice. It's always great to hear from Zaki.
It sure is. Dr. H. Max.
You know, he's been quiet for several weeks now. I'm starting to worry about you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I guess you're fine, Zaki. Guess you're fine.
Yay. Okay, so now from a new fan from Nairobi, here's this. Hi, Heather. I thoroughly enjoyed your interview with Susanna Owiu. Keep it up. I'm listening. Abena Ndajo.
Oh, yeah, right. And then, Gwen, I wrote back to him, and I said, hey, Abena, glad you're listening and loving the show.
Right. And then he responded, hey, eating with my ears, Nairobi.
Nice.
Finally, Mr. Mboso Benny Magina from South Africa wrote...
Oh, my gosh, Gwen, he's the one that won my music challenge I threw out a few weeks ago.
Oh, great. Well, he wrote, thanks, Heather Maxwell and VOA News Radio Station. Your principles of diversity to the world are known and heard. When African hits are on, you make me think of my learned friend in Kenya.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Mboso Benny. And learned friend from Kenya, I guess you know who you are.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, that's all I got for today, Heather.
Okay, well, that's cool. And thanks so much for bringing us the fan mail, Gwen. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Zaki, Abena, and Mboso Benny. Now, Gwen, I'm going to play a song now for Zaki from Ethiopia.
Oh.
Are you familiar with the group Jano?
No, but I'd love to hear it.
All right, let's listen in. Here's Yigirmal. It's amazing. A modern rock version of a classic song about the amazing beauty of this woman.
On Music Time in Africa.
VOA.
You just heard Yigermal, It's Amazing, by Ethiopian rock group Jano. And now from Cameroon, here's some good Bikutsi Boy by Mani Bella.
Je suis fini, je suis pala pala, je suis embrouillé.
Respect. Pala pala, mutoi pala pala, pala pala, mani bela pala.
That was Pala Pala by the magnificent Mani Bella from Cameroon.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures.
Hello, macaco, macaco, macaco.
Jambo Africa, hakuna matata. Jambo Africa, hakuna matata.
Hello everybody, this is Japin, and you're listening to the Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
VOA.
Okay, good people, this is Heather, and it's back to the music. Here's Wizkid with Bombay, featuring Sina. Wizkid.
Nchi ya kitu kidogo.
Hi, my name is Eric Wanaina, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell. Keep it right here. Msiende mahali.
We're going to slow down the tempo now and go back to the days when the late Malian guitarist Ali Farka Touré was wowing the world with his Songrai blues. This song, Ala Uya, is from his celebrated 1999 CD, Miafunke. If you visit Mali, he sings, you'll find hospitality, a cohesive society where people love each other.
Mm-hmm.
Madiembe na komika ambode paude.
Allahu ya.
Komadiem sente femina amfana sentoda. Allahu ya.
Madiembe na komika ambode paude.
Femina amfana sento da alauya.
Maria bena komika ambode pa. Maria tende femina amfana sento da alauya.
Komika ambode fauke.
Allahuya.
Komadiem sente femina amfana sentoda. Allahuya.
Maria bena komika ambode fauke. Maria sente femina amfana sentoda. Allahuya.
Nitara malila bade nyabeje.
Allahuya.
Nitara malila sin.
Alleluia.
Nitara malila horo nyabingi.
Alleluia.
Nitara malinya kele nyabingi.
Alleluia.
Komaliye msente femina amfana sentoda. Alleluia.
Maria bena komika amode pa. Maria sente femina amfana sentoda.
Komika ambode pauye.
Alleluia.
Wakana koi sente femina amfana sentoda. Alleluia.
Maria bena komika ambode pauye. Maria sente femina amfana sentoda. Alleluia.
Beautiful. That's the late Ali Farka Touré with his 1999 release, Alleluia. I've got one more closing song for you, also from Mali. But before that, let me bring back to the mic today's guest, Dr. Tram from South Africa. Now, she hopes to continue repatriating the Hugh Tracy collection of African field recordings in more parts of Kenya and also in Tanzania, Mozambique, Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe, South Africa, and other countries where Tracy recorded. Listen to her closing remarks about why the repatriation of Kenyan and other African field recordings is so important.
I'm looking for effective ways to give the recordings back, right, and taking to them communities, regardless how many people, if it inspires young people to play the music again or to take from that music to be creative with their own music, that's what we're looking to have happen. And up in Kenya, among the Luo, they've set up a new system of county government that's funded, and they're building an amphitheater in this little city called Bomet, where we were, and the woman who's the head of the Ministry of Culture, I suggested to her, why don't you host to, like, launch your new amphitheater, a traditional music festival? So I'm hoping there's going to be a festival next year in Bomet. And it's going to be directly a result of us bringing those recordings back. Mm-hmm. So you see, this is what the work is about, is getting the recordings out of the archive mm-hmm. and into the hands of the people that they came from, not just into the hands of scholars, but into the hands of the people themselves. So it works to revitalize interest in the heritage.
Mm-hmm.
It works to spark creativity, and it's just the right thing to do. They're yes. interested. They're totally thrilled to see recordings they didn't know exist from people who were their grandparents or their great-grandparents. I mean, there's much to tell.
Well, thank you very much, Diane Thram, the director of ILM here in Cape Town, talking with me. Thank you so much for taking the time, and best of luck in all of your endeavors. It's really inspiring to hear about your work. Thanks for sharing.
You're most welcome.
Hey, good people, it's Heather, and we're about at the end of the program. I hope you enjoyed my feature with Dr. Trom about the repatriation of Kenyan music heritage. For further information about that, just Google ILAM, I-L-A-M, or you can check out my blog or Facebook page for links. Enjoy this one last classic song with me now from Mali. Here's Africa by Salif Keita. Africa by Salif Keita, wrapping us up for the week. It's time to say goodbye, everybody. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I'm Heather Maxwell. Thanks for joining me. Come back again next week for another edition of Music Time in Africa on Friday at 0900 and Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 1500, 2000, and 2200 UTC. Stay beautiful, Africa.